It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning at 6:30. You know, coming up at 8 o'clock, we want to take care of some of the stress you have with bills. That's basically it.
Hooking you up with $1,000, that first keyword at 8 o'clock this morning.
Guilty pleasure reality shows. We want to know yours. Let's have some fun with this one because there's a million and one, and it's always good to come back to this because all of the new reality shows seem to come out, and you forget about some of the ones that you've been watching for a while. Like, oh, that was really mine back in the day. I have one that is amazing, but I think that you're more obsessed with yours than I am of mine.
Oh, I am so obsessed as it gets. I grew up on Dance Moms. Like, I watched that show 24/7. This song is giving me serotonin. Get on the floor. My world is with my girls. Living on the dance floor. Okay,
but
anyway.
The moms are, well, the mom, the major mom is so mean.
Okay, first off, I don't know which mom you're referring to. All the moms are mean. That's the premise of the show. And then you've got Abby Lee, which is the coach, who is the meanest one.
She's the one. Yeah, the coach is mean.
I think she's the one that you're thinking of. But yeah, they were having a big reunion for this show last night, and I was so excited to watch it. I planned like my whole month around it, and then they didn't have it on the TV provider that I use. So immediately, I'm like, so I got to figure out a way to watch it today. But no, it just reminded me, like, my love for that show. I've watched reruns of that so many times because it's one of those shows that you can just put on when you're having a bad day. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to follow a plot. You know exactly how it goes, and you just watch, which is why I feel like I love these guilty pleasure reality TV shows that are simple and kind of stupid, but you still love them.
The no plot ones. Yeah, of course. Now, yours are, that was very mean. A mean show. It's mean people.
There are mean people on my
this
show.
This one is probably my all-time favorite. Jersey Shore, and still on. They have every family reunion and all of that stuff.
I feel like you are such a Jersey Shore person. Like, it does not surprise me.
I'm telling you what, I could watch that over and over again. And what I wanted to happen at one time, and I remember at the time I was lobbying for it on the radio, but it never did anything, was have, because all of them were single at the time except Ronnie, is have the Jersey Shore guys show up on The Bachelorette with the other guys and just let it, because they always fight on there and they always, you know, that would be funny.
That's funny, though, because you give me so much hate for watching shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But this show is the same premise, essentially. Like, I mean, yeah, you've just got a bunch of people that are dating each other and living life and hanging out. But I mean, it's still a reality TV show. So we all have our things that
funny.
We follow.
The ones on The Bachelor are just kind of like, really, dude? Like, you're going to act like that?
The drama on there is sometimes funny, I will say.
I don't know. I laughed at everything on the Jersey Shore. I can't wait to watch the next episode of The Family Vacation. Because, you know, family reunion, there's so many things. We want to know yours. We're at 800-849-1061. Of course, you've got a reality show, and it's probably one maybe we forgot about, then maybe we want to watch so I don't lose so many brain cells.
If you don't think you have one, yeah, think about the show that you turn on when seriously you're just sitting there and you don't want to think about anything because that's what these reality TV shows are.
All right, 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. We love our guilty reality shows. I kind of was embarrassed at first to say what I liked, but now I'm okay with it.
Are you feeling better now that people are starting to admit that they have one too? Yeah. We're all in this together. We all have those shows saved in our recordings that we're embarrassed to have saved there.
Yeah, the big Dance Moms for Haley, Jersey Shore for me. Good morning.
Hey, okay, for Dance Moms, Haley, there are like 3 or 4 extra shows after the 2-hour show. Yes, and I had to record them because I had to go to bed. And I think they may even be an hour long themselves.
Is it like old shows from when the kids were little?
I don't know. I don't remember the exact names of them because I was so excited I just hit record.
You sound honestly like me.
I'm going to tell you, it took me a little bit to figure out who 2 of the girls were because they have changed so much.
Really? And I am so excited.
Well, sorry to say this, but it looked like, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but it looked like she had had so much Botox. I'm like, oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay!
Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley. Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So, Cher, she just did an interview where she explained why she's more interested in younger men. So, we'll hear it from her.
I mean, I'm really shy when I'm not working. And kind of shy around men. And the reason I got with young men is because men my age or older, well, now they're all dead, but before, they just never, they were always terrified to approach me.
Ah.
And younger men were the only ones that...
They're bold.
Yeah. Raised by women like me.
Okay, then. You know, whatever.
What did we just hear?
Suits your fancy. I mean, keep in mind, her boyfriend now is Alexander Edwards, and he is 36. She is 76. Just gonna leave that
there. I
don't
mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
For you to think about. I mean, I want to say, like, if she's happy, let her be happy.
Right.
But that age gap is a lot. Like, you're not talking 10 or 15 years there. You're talking a lot of years.
That is generational age gaps.
Definitely. So I don't know how I feel about that, but we'll see how it works out for her.
Mm.
And Dave and Buster's will soon allow loyalty members ages 18 and over to bet on arcade games with real money, which is crazy.
I heard this. This is a bad idea.
I think so, too. So they're supposed to roll this out next month. And essentially, the highest you're going to be able to bet, at least for right now, while they test this out, is $5. But, I mean, that can add up $5 a game, depending on how many games you're playing and how long you're playing for. And all of the betting will take place on the Dave & Buster's app. So I just think when you let people bet on things, it always gets out of hand. I mean, gambling is something that people get addicted to. So I just don't feel like this is good. But it'll be fun for people, at least.
I get for skeetball, I would bet a lot of money on skeetball because I really like it.
You're going to be betting all your friends at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah,
you know
lose it. A lot of money, too.
And Airbnb is doing a really cool new thing where they're offering limited icon experiences. That's where they're calling it. And it's basically where people, just like you and me, can go and stay in these houses that have been in really big movies. There's also other cool experiences that are going to be tied in with other celebrities. But a few that caught my eye, one of the houses that was used in the movie Up during the production is actually going to be able to be rented out. And you're going to be able to go into it, stay in it, experience it. It's located in New Mexico, so you'll have to like pay to get out there. But the cool thing about a lot of these is they're actually free. So, like, you don't have to pay a fee or anything to go. Now, as this gets bigger and bigger, they're saying the most that you could have to pay is $100. But as long as you reserve it, then you're good to go. I'm sure there is very, 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 very limited places.
Probably, I would imagine. But look at all of the options, though, that will continue to come out because people are going to be like, oh, this was so cool. This was so amazing that let's make some money off of it.
Yeah, the X Mansion from X-Men is also one that's on the list. So I have a list of the few experiences that they have released up at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning, and you're actually able to book through the links that are on there, but there will be some added, and we'll keep you updated as this goes.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning, ready to get you in about 10 minutes to Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown Band, Megan Maroney, and Uncle Cracker over at the Benz. That's one of those shows we always talk about. You gotta go see a Kenny Chesney show.
It's huge, and we're going to hook you up with Secret Celebrity.
I noticed yesterday when we had a meeting, we have these meetings, and it's pretty formal. I mean, we sit down, we talk to our boss, and all of a sudden, Haley steps up, and she stands there. And I'm looking, and she's, what? And our boss goes, what are you doing? I'm getting my stand goal in.
So if you have an Apple Watcher, I think really any Fitbit-type watch does this. You have three goals you have to get. You have like your exercise goal, your calorie goal, and your stand goal. For the longest time, I didn't know what a stand goal was, but I wasn't getting it. I ended up doing research and I found out that a stand goal means you have to be standing for 60 seconds at some point in that hour. Now, this might be really easy if you work in construction, if you're a teacher, if you're up and moving all the time. But like you said, we're in meetings, right? It's not always easy for me to get that stand goal. So I got the little notification. It was like 8:50 something or 9:50 something, I guess, because it was after the show. And I got a notification that I needed to get my stand goal for this hour. And I only had 8 minutes to get it in. So I just stood up in the meeting. I said, please don't mind me. We can continue doing what we're doing. I just need to stand for 60 seconds and then I'll be sitting right back down. But you and my boss thought this was like the end of the world.
So I wonder if you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. What in the world is a stand goal? Why? And it's very weird.
What do you mean why? It's to keep you healthy. It's so that you're up a minute every hour.
Okay, I can understand if somebody was laying in bed like 19 hours a day, but that doesn't make any sense. You're standing, you're walking. That's just weird.
I'm telling you, until you have a watch on that monitors it, you probably think to yourself, yeah, I get up a minute every hour. I don't need that goal. I was not reaching that goal any day. And it's because, like, I'll get up and I'll run to the restroom, but I guess it takes me less than a minute. I guess I go quick because I want to get that goal.
Which makes me think about this question, about her goal, the Stan goals. What's one weird thing someone in your life does? Very strange. It doesn't make any sense. This does not make any sense to me. And I'm glad I'm not the only one because our boss was in there. So we were kind of on the same side of that one, Haley.
You can make fun of my Stan goal all you want, but I've lost 13 pounds.
And because of standing?
Yes, because I've been following my goals on my watch. No, I started this like 3 months ago, and I've lost 13 pounds, and no one has noticed.
You want to know something? A, I'm never going to tell you that you lose weight, because that's just rude. And the other thing is, you're doing miles of walking. You're doing these steps, so that has nothing to do with your stand goal. That doesn't make any sense.
It's a combination of the step goal, the stand goal, the exercise goal. They all come together to help you lose weight, and that's what I've been doing. So you guys can make fun of me all day long, but the results show otherwise.
Give us one weird thing somebody in your life does. 800-849-1061. Back to Adam and Haley this morning. I want to know what's one weird thing somebody in your life does that makes zero sense why they do it.
You think this makes no sense, but a stand goal is completely normal. I get mine every day, or I have for the last few months, which is how I've lost a few pounds.
No, that is not why. That is absolutely not why.
It's completely normal, I'm telling you.
Good morning. What about you?
My mother-in-law sweeps our grass.
Sweeps her grass with a broom?
Yes.
What does she expect going to happen?
We asked the same question.
Is it like to clean it up? Is the grass messy?
I guess so. I don't know. We make fun of her for doing it, but she always does it, so we just let it go.
Hey, if you got one, call us with one. In 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Now the weird comes out. People want to talk about other people? Yes. We're going to talk about the weird things.
Nobody wants to admit the weird things that they do. They just want to admit the weird things that other people do.
Of course. Hello.
Let's see. My daughter-in-law, and I'm from the South, so she eats ketchup on her biscuits.
Weird. Ew.
Right. That's past weird. She can't have my blood anywhere. She's no way.
I mean, a tomato biscuit is good, but...
Right. And absolutely disgusting, too, on top of weird.
Do you kick her out of the house while she's eating one of those?
No, absolutely. Just try to go in another room. I can't.
So you don't smell it or see
then
it.
Then I won't want to eat my breakfast.
This is 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, getting ready for the secret celebrity in 3 minutes to get you into Kenny Chesney. You want to read some of them on Facebook we're getting in about the weird things people do?
Oh, we're getting the messages. Christy on Facebook says, good morning, Adam and Haley. That's really weird because I also put ketchup on my biscuits and I was born and raised right here in Winder, Georgia. So maybe that one's not as weird as we think it is. Brett on Facebook is not understanding my stand goal. I'm telling you, Brett, it works. He says, stand goal? I've heard it all now. How can just standing help you lose weight? That makes
right?
no sense.
Me and Brett are on the same page. It makes no sense.
Listen, I don't know how it's worked, but it's worked for me. And it's all because of the stand goal, I'm telling you.
It's nothing to do with the fact that she does 10,000 steps a day. Nothing to do with that. Good morning. What you got?
Okay, I've had mixed reviews on this one, but my best friend of like 12 years, she eats her cereal separately. So she eats her dry cereal with a cup of milk.
I don't even eat cereal because I hate the consistency of the milk with the dry cereal. I've never tried this, but I feel like I would like it better than the mixture.
It's so strange to me. Like, I grew up eating bowls of cereal, right?
Yeah.
Milk cereal like a normal person. Yeah, no, never. She refuses. Her sister's same thing.
You know what's funny? I'm sure she thinks it's completely normal because like her family obviously grew up doing it. Her sister does it too. She has no idea that people think it's weird, you know? And somehow sometimes that's how it is.
Yeah, but when they look at the commercial and go, wait a second, I'm doing this wrong.
No, like, we went on a cruise and she was doing it like out in public and I was like, I need you to stop.
Out in public? You're like embarrassed to be with your... cereal eating friend. Funny.
She was a cereal embarrasser. Get it?
I see what you did there. That one was kind of funny.
I'll give it to you.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
1061 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So last weekend, we got the news that Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson were releasing a song together, but now we're learning the behind the scenes of how that song came to be. For some reason, I feel like I thought this was a lot more complicated of a process than it really is. But apparently this is what happened. Keith posted these text messages to his Instagram story. Keith texted Lainey and said, "Hey, Lainey, it's Keith in parentheses Urban here. hope you're good. Would you be game to sing on a song of mine if it suited you? And then Lainey like texted back and said, hey, Keith, I'm doing great up here in Canada playing shows. Would love to hear it. Send it to me when you get a chance with the fire emoji. So it's that easy. It's that simple. And there was not even any other text in their text strand. Like, it looked like this was the first time that Keith ever texted Lainey.
I would not have that same reaction if that was the first time he texted me.
I'd be like, oh, Keith Urban, you're texting me right now? I'm sure she kind of felt that way in her heart because, I mean, Keith's a legend and she's becoming one too. But this song is so good. In case you missed it, here's a little snippet of it. You know I shouldn't be trying. Song is called Go Home With You. The whole thing has not been released yet, but that's the little teaser that they did end up putting out for us. And Carrie Underwood has welcomed a new baby to her farm. They added a new donkey to the family called Chili Dog. Now, this name is funny because if you know anything about Carrie Underwood, you know she's like a vegetarian. She doesn't eat meat. So how did she come up with the name Chili Dog for her donkey?
Yeah, cucumber doesn't sound that the same ring
like
to it.
Broccoli, it just doesn't go as well. So she went with Chili Dog. But I mean, we know Carrie and her farm, it means so much to her. She has like 400 acres in Tennessee where she has a greenhouse, a garden, all sorts of farm animals, and this is just another member of their family.
Can we visit?
I know, I'd love to visit. Man. She probably wouldn't like it if we showed up there, but you can see pictures of her animals up at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country, 8:24 on Adam and Haley in the morning. The worst thing about waking up in the morning, among other things, is seeing what my kids left out the night before, which is usually a lot of their toys. They're still sort of in that phase of having stuffed animals. Piper is, some of her dolls. Aspen will leave his football out, things like that. And I just got to the point now where I'm just leaving it.
Why don't you just pick it all up at night? That way you don't have to wake up to it all in the morning.
Oh, because they're going to do it again. And why do that?
Yeah, but at least it's clean when you go to bed and you wake up and it's a fresh shirt.
No, I'm not wasting time. I'm staying up late to do that. There's a lot.
You can't just leave toys all over your house every night, Adam.
Yeah, you can. Why
you
couldn't I?
You can't. What if you have people over or somebody comes by? You've got to pick up every night. Just like you make your bed in the morning, you pick up the toys every night.
They know kids live here.
Okay, you know? You don't want everything to be a mess.
So that's a problem. That's a Team Adam, Team Haley. That's going to come up in 6 minutes. Wow.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia Country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
The winner is to be chosen today.
It's time to pick a side.
I am shocked that Haley would judge me like this. Having kids, you're tired all day. When they're playing, you don't want to clean up after them, so I leave their toys out. That is just plain and simple. I am not at what time I go to bed at night. I don't want you to judge me on that one too, Haley. I am not going to clean up after all their toys. I'm just going to leave them there. The next day, they're probably going to play with them. And the next day, eventually, they'll get put away, but not right away.
The mess is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger if you wait. I don't have kids of my own yet, but I'm telling you, when I do have kids, every night, I'm going to be putting their toys away, whether it's Barbies, Legos, dolls. I'm serious. It's just part of my routine. It's going to be a part of my routine. I make my bed in the morning just like I'm going to clean their toys up at night every single day.
Would you make up 3 or 4 beds in the morning? Would you do that every day? Because that's what it's like. You're doing 3 people's work.
Okay,
instead of your
own. That's part of having kids. You don't want somebody to come in your house
just
in the morning
wait.
And be like, what is all of this all over the floor?
I'll say, you see what all of this is all over the floor. Do you see those two? They did it. I'm not cleaning it up yet.
Okay, but the kids are not old enough to know to clean up after themselves.
Well,
so
they
you
are
have to jump in and you have
sometimes,
to start picking up the toys.
But you know what? I'd just leave it go. I'd leave it go.
Okay, and I bet your house is an absolute disaster.
It
You're
is
stepping
not.
On Legos every other step.
There's no Legos in
those
the house.
Little cars that Aspen probably plays with that you push on the ground.
You are Matchbox
are cars? Yeah.
Matchbox cars?
That's the name.
No. You are overdramatic. Absolutely not. You're going to find out when you have kids how exhausted you're going to be, and then you're like, no, I'll leave that for another couple days.
I believe it's exhausting, but also I'm the kind of person where a mess stresses me out, and it's like my OCD clicks in, and I have to immediately start cleaning it up. So I think it'll just be a habit. Every single night, I'll just do it, and that'll be what it is.
Which team are you on? Team Adam, you leave the toys from your kids out. Don't need to put them away. They're probably going to play with them. You'll too tired. You'll do it the next day. Or Team Haley, you got to clean it up right away. Which one are you? 800-849-1061. We got it up on the Facebook page, too, if you want to leave a comment there. Your Georgia Country on Facebook page when you vote for Team Adam and Team Haley. Team Adam and Team Haley this morning, in all of Haley's wisdom, she has told me that I need to pick up my kids' toys every night so the pile doesn't grow. And what she fails to notice is how tired you can get not only doing things for yourself, but taking care of two kids.
Just because I don't have kids doesn't mean I don't know what kind of person I am. I'm not the kind of person to go to sleep with my house a disaster. I'm going to pick up the toys. Zach on Facebook says, Haley's delusional. She'll do that for a little while and then give up eventually. It's a waste every night. Make the kids do it once a week or so. But I just feel like once a week or so is not enough. You're going to have people come to the house and you want everything to be nice.
You are delusional. Thanks for pointing that one out. I love it. Good morning.
Lacey Myers. I'm from Cornelia, Georgia. Team Adam. Have three kids and I wouldn't.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It doesn't start bugging you, though, when you go to sleep and you're like, I just want to pick this up. So tomorrow I wake up and it's a fresh start.
No, it does not bug me at all. You can hear Lacey. We're both tired, you know?
I know you're tired. I get that that's part of it. I get I don't understand that, but I just feel like you clean up. It's part of being an adult.
We want to vote. 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley. I think Haley's getting a dose of reality here from people that have kids is you're not picking up after them every night. There's absolutely no way I'm doing that. And that's Team Adam and Team Haley.
Tammy on Facebook says, Team Adam, when I clean my son's room, he literally goes behind me and dumps out a tote of toys and leaves. Now I only clean it if I have the company coming
that's
over
because
it's too stressful.
That is reality right there. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you from?
Can
you imagine? Adam would be like, get out of my house. This is weird.
Let's revisit this in about 5 years when she has two of them running around. Whoa.
I'm telling you, I can't handle the mess. It would get to me.
Like I said, just go on over there and clean it up or it just fits the situation. But Team Adam, I have two dogs, and I don't clean up after them.
Man, ain't that the truth? I got those, too. It's 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country. Team Adam and Team Haley, how's it feel to know you're going to lose this one?
Okay, I do still have votes coming in. Why have you already said that, and we're not even done? Julie on Facebook says Team Haley, but they would be the ones cleaning up the toys themselves, which I think is a good idea, too. Get them in on it. Larry says Team Adam without a doubt. Haley, if you do it all, you'll be raising super spoiled kids that have no idea what responsibility is
right,
and setting them up for failed relationships. I don't get how relationships
Larry's smart. Larry's
factor
got
into that. But also, I'm going to go devil's advocate on him. If you let them leave their toys all over the place, that's setting them up for failure because they're going to continue doing that when they get older.
But you're not realizing life, how exhausting it gets, how many other things that are more important you have to take care of.
As exhausting as life is, you still have to keep going and you still have to continue being an adult, and this is part of it.
Now you're calling me a child. Thanks.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Good morning.
Hey, I am Team Adam. I have two. They're both grown. Thank goodness.
How hard can it be to throw some Barbies in a bucket, pick up some baby doll clothes, the puzzle pieces? It can't be that hard, right?
Haley, right now you might think you're tired, but in a couple years when you start having kids, you're going to be absolutely exhausted the first couple years.
You guys make it sound so appealing.
Love it. I love that she's getting a dose of reality.
It's the best thing in the world, but it's also a curse at times.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country. Let's close it out, Team Adam and Team Haley, about the huge debate where every night the toys need to be picked up or it is a problem.
I should just know going into conversations about kids that I should keep my mouth shut and zip it until I have kids of my own because I'm going to lose every Team Adam, Team Haley that has to do with it until then.
All right, one more time. Good morning.
Well, Haley, I actually had to listen to it again because I was going to break my streak with you, but after you guys explained it again, those kids will appreciate things if they take responsibility of them. So I'm going to swing Team Haley.
How are you supposed to teach your kids to pick up their toys and pick up after themselves when you're not leading by example?
How many kids do you have, Daniel?
I have none, but that's not the point.
But
Adam,
between the both of you, you have zero. So they come to me when you have kids.
Now you know how I feel when I get this every day.
If they leave them around, Adam, and it gets broken, you're like, oh, I'll just buy you another one, Piper. No. Haley, those kids need to learn early and take responsibility, and they would appreciate the thing for.
All right. Thanks, man. But call me when you have kids.
It's true. I've got myself on my team and everybody else who doesn't have kids
of
their own.
Daniel, too. How many
it's
votes?
Me, Daniel, and everybody else that has no kids.
How many votes did I get? A lot?
You got a lot of votes. It looks like you're pulling out the win this morning. You
back
know what?
It.
You live in your dirty house. You keep
it's
stepping on
dirty.
Legos. When you step on the biggest Lego Aspen has, I don't want to hear anything from you about it.
It is not dirty. That is, you're painting a picture to people that is so wrong.
I have to see for myself. I need to go in there and check it out.
I will definitely call you to come clean the house if you want.
Pass on that one. You clean your own house.